Yeshaya Perek Memches. We're now going to hear some harsh rebuke, some scathing criticism of Klal Yisrael. We discussed in the last two prokim about the downfall of Bavel, the demise, their idols being humbled, being proven powerless, and then the whole country of Bavel sitting on the ground, sitting on the dirt, the monarchy had ended. And we'll see how the criticism now of Klal Yisrael, that they don't place their full, honest trust in Hashem. They have a facade as if they believe in Hashem. They act as if they are religious and truly trust in Hashem. But inside in their heart, it's not completely the way it should be by the standards of the Navi, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us. But as there's a criticism when you rebuke somebody and it humiliates and it lowers them. But sometimes you can give him a rebuke and a criticize him as if you're too great for this kind of behavior. Like you say in Yiddish, es pasnisht. If for somebody as good as you, this behavior is not acceptable. And we see that this is the way the Novi presents the following tochacha, the following rebuke. Shimu zos beis Yaakov. Hear this, O house of Yaakov. We're called the beis Yaakov. Out of all the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Yaakov was the pinnacle of greatness, the Bechir HaAvos, and we are Beis Yaakov. Not only are we Beis Yaakov, that we were born into such a family, with such ancestors, HaNikroim B'Shem Yisrael, we are the ones who are called by the name Yisrael. The name Yisrael is after Yaakov fought with the Malach. He fought with the angel of Esav. Kisarisim Elohim v'im Hanoshim v'atuchol. Yaakov was able to struggle with all forces of opposition, and he overcame them. Yisrael is the sign that we have the ability to overcome whatever adversaries, whatever's in our way of Avodas Hashem. We're Beis Yaakov. We are Nikroim B'Shem Yisrael, and we are called B'Shem Yisrael. Not only that, Umime Yehuda Yotzou. And they come out, Mime Yehuda, from the fount, from the waters of Yehuda. Yehuda was the seat of Malchus Beis David. It was the place of Hashras, Hashchina, where the Shechina was, the Beis Hamikdash. We're coming from Yehuda. We're coming from such opportunities for a spiritual achievement. Mime Yehuda Yotzo. Some Mephorshim learned this is referring to the two tribes of Binyamin and Yehuda. Binyamin is the Beis Yaakov, who are called Yisrael. Yehuda is the Mime Yehuda Yotzo. But we're dealing with the two Shevatim, who were still in Eretz Yisrael, who weren't exiled by Sancheiriv and the kingdom of Ashur. So listen, Beis Yaakov, who are called Yisrael, and they come Mime Yehuda. And you would expect from them such greatness. And yet, Hanishpoim B'Shem Hashem, they swear by the name of Hashem. Uvelokei Yisrael Yazkiru. And they mention the God of Israel. In other words, if there's any question, am I telling you the truth? Am I honest? I swear, you can be assured that it's the truth. Because I'm Nishpoim B'Shem Hashem. Now that would signify my total dedication to Hashem, that even though I might be tempted to lie, but not by the name of Hashem. Somebody who swears, you can be assured it's definitely the truth. So you see their regard for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They swear b'shem Hashem. Uve'elokei Yisrael yazkiru. And they mention in their conversation, in their talk, the word of Hashem is on their lips. With the help of Hashem, everything's Hashem is seems to be on their thoughts and on their tongue. But lo be'emes v'lo bitztaka. But the problem is when they swear, it's not always true. They swear and it's not in truth. So instead of showing their high regard for Hashem, if anything, it's an embarrassment. It's a derision. It's like Yosef HaTzadik, when he didn't say the truth, he said, Chei Paro, by the life of Paro, you're not going to get out of this prison. You know, it's Chei Paro. But by Paro, he can swear if it won't be fulfilled. But if it's Nishpoim B'Shem Hashem, and then it's Lo Be'emes. If somebody has on his tongue, Be'elokei Yisrael Yazkiru, they mention the God of Israel, but it's lo bitztaka, it's not with righteousness. So if they don't live in a way and they don't behave in a manner of tztaka, and they're mentioning Hashem's name, all of a sudden it loses that pristine glory. It's not the greatest thing that these are the ones serving Hashem because they're not living that kind of life. It's lo be'emes, lo bitztaka. But in this rebuke, the mention is the rebuke is because we are so great. Throughout, Klal Yisrael is greater than the nations and greater than the Goyim. Yeah. But if you are Beis Yaakov, if you are called with the name of Yisrael, if you come from the Mei Yehuda, better is expected from you. Ki Me'ir HaKodesh Nikro. The way the Ma'ari Kora, other Ishainim learn, Ki Me'ir HaKodesh Nikro. You know why people behave this way? They feel that they come from the holy city. They come from Yerushalayim. Mm-hmm. And if you live in Yerushalayim, that gives you a certain degree of protection. You're almost, you know exactly how to, you don't have to improve. You're good the way you are. You're living in Yerushalayim. It can sometimes have the effect of, instead of inspiring someone to live better, he can be complacent. Me'ir HaKodesh Nikro. And not only that, V'ala L'kei Yisrael Nismachu. And they rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the very fact that they feel they're relying on Hashem, and they're aware of Hashem, Tzivakos, Shemo, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tzivakos, who controls all the hosts, the master of legions, who controls heaven and earth and everything in it. They live in Yerushalayim, they rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, even though they don't live by the high standard that's expected, they feel that they can be successful, they can continue like this. Rashi explains the pasuk. Listen to this, Beis Yaakov or Yisrael, and they come from Yehuda, and yet they swear, and it's not true, and they mention Hashem's name, and it's not with tztaka. So Rashi explains, why is it that they haven't gone into Golus yet? If it's like this, the 10 tribes were exiled. Why did Yehuda have a reprieve that they were able to remain in Eretz Yisrael longer? Ki Me'ir HaKodesh Nikro. Because Klal Yisrael came from the Ir HaKodesh. They're called the people of Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. V'ala L'kei Yisrael Nismachu. And they do rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there would be a Chilul Hashem to exile Yehuda immediately. There's a balance. The status quo cannot remain this way forever. And eventually there would be a Golus Bavel. But they are given an extension. These people are the people of Yerushalayim. They are Hashem. It's from Hashem's city, the holy city. And then they're going to go into Golus. They're from Yerushalayim. Meir HaKodesh Nikro, Baal Elokei Yisrael Nismachu. And they rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if people know that you are trusting in Hashem, even if you have other faults, that alone, the fact that it's known, Baal Elokei Yisrael Nismachu, they didn't go into Golus yet. And this is indeed referring to the times of Chizkiyo HaMelech, where Sancheirav had his tremendous army and he exiled the 10 tribes. But those in Yerushalayim by Chizkiyo, Bashem Elokei Yisrael Batoch, they trusted in Hashem. And that caused them not to be exiled till later, till the times of Nebuchadnezzar. The Malbim learns yet another way, that sometimes Hashem does a nace for Klal Yisrael because they deserve it. And if they deserve to have nisim, it doesn't have to be told in advance. When the need arises, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us, even if it requires a nace. It doesn't need to be foretold. However, sometimes a nace is done in order that we should see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to do whatever He wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kol yochol, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu supervises and He controls the world. A nace like that must be foretold in order that people will realize that Hashem says such a thing will happen, and it happens. A nace like that that's brought to strengthen emuna must be foretold. The psukim go, Ki me'ir HaKodesh Nikro. When it's known that they're coming from the holy city, if there are people like that, that you look at them and you say, you know, he's not a New Yorker, he's not a Torontonian, he's a Yerushalmi, Meir HaKodesh, he comes from the holy city. If you look at that person, and he lives the life that he's coming from the holy city, and indeed he relies on Hashem, he can have a nace that when he needs it, it happens. You don't have to foretell it. That's Pasuk Gimel. Harishonos, what happened in the earlier times, Me'oz, he got it to you. At that point, I told you what would be. Umipi Yotsu, it came from my mouth. V'ashmiyem, and I let it be heard. There's two steps. Hashem has to say it to the Navi, and then the Navi has to tell it over to the people. But it didn't need to be foretold in advance that people should be aware Hashem's doing a miracle. At that time, it comes from Hashem, Vashmiyim, and I see to it the people should hear. Pisom Asisi. But suddenly, I acted, suddenly, Vatavona, and it came about. Whatever miracle was necessary, immediately happened. But that might have been in those times. Midaiti. But because of my knowledge, Kikosheota, that you are difficult, that you are not like it could have been in the earlier times, where when you needed a nace, the nace happened right then. But now you don't have that complete, wholehearted trust in Hashem. Midaiti Kikosheota. But because I know, Kikoshata, you're difficult. Vigi Barzel or Pecha. Your neck, the back of your neck, the Oref, is like an iron sinew. A Gid is the sinews that's hard like iron, that doesn't move. So it's like a person who, if something's happening in back of him, he's not able to turn around. He's got this Gid Barzel, an iron sinew, he can't turn his head. And even if it's in front of him, umitzchacha nechusha, your forehead is brazen. It's hard like copper. It doesn't listen and observe events with the humility and ability to accept, to be a permeable, to be something that can accept and receive knowledge of Hashem. But it's hard and it's brazen. Mitzchacha nechusha. And I know you're stubborn from all directions. And the back, it's a gibarzel. And the front, it's mitzchacha nechusha. And again, it's important to remember that. A lot of the tochachas of the Novi, it's certainly said as a fault of Klal Yisrael. There are times when we don't accept rebuke, we don't correct ourselves, we're stubborn, we're determined in our ways, but the same faults very often are milus, are positive attributes. You should know Klal Yisrael is a stubborn people. And if they weren't stubborn, they would have given up, we would have been lost centuries ago. But we're very stubborn and determined, and whatever we do to serve Hashem, we don't budge and we keep. No matter what the goyim do to us, we're determined and we stay with Hashem. But here, we're highlighting the negative aspect, that sometimes a person doesn't correct himself because he's so hardened. So now, being aware of the fact that you're stubborn, and I have to bring about miracles that should convince you to serve Hashem. So va'agid l'cha me'oz, I told you me'oz beforehand. Beterem tavo hishmaticha. Before it came about, hishmaticha, I'm going to cause you to hear the events. Pentomar otzbi osam. Lest you say, otzbi, my deity. It comes to the word atzvus, to be sad. Because somebody who puts his trust in anything besides Hashem, it has no intrinsic power, and it's a letdown, and it's a depressing thought. But of course, people are stubborn, and if you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that leads you, we've mentioned before, if you're aware of the fact the world has a creator, the next question is, so why did he create the world? And if he created the world, it must have a reason, must have a purpose. And he must have told us that purpose. Must be written somewhere. So the logical sequence of events would lead you to believe there must be a Torah. And it must have been a Torah that, for me to believe the Torah was given, I need somebody to say that millions of people saw it. Not just one guy saw it somewhere. I don't know if that's true. But it has to be the Torah was given, and it was insisted that it was seen by all of Klal Yisrael, and we have to live in a certain way. And of course, if Hashem wants us to live a certain way, there's got to be reward and punishment. Otherwise, what enforces it? It must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu who knows what we're doing. So a person sometimes turns to idols, what he imagines, and they'd like to make his own God. If you make your own God, you can make your own rules. A person can believe, Pentomar Otzbi Osam, my Otzbi, my God, my deity, did whatever's happening. And sometimes there's a group of people who believes in Hashem, who believes there's an omnipotent controller of the world, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses messengers and uses others to do His will, and leaves it up to the shliach to decide what to do. Chas v'sholom. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not making the decisions. He left the world to others. Ufisli v'niski tzivom. They might believe that their graven image, their pesel, their idol, v'niski. Niski is when you smelt, you make a molten idol from melted metal, and you form an idol. Tzivom. He's the one who commanded it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu might have done the events. He's the one behind it. But he might believe that Chas v'sholom, peacefully, v'niski tzivam, his idol had something to do with it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to make it clear. And I'm announcing this in advance. Over 100 years, 200 years in advance, this is in the times Yeshaya HaNavi, and he's talking about the destruction of Bavel. Earlier events might have been said just when it happened. But va'agid l'cha me'oz, I am now going to tell you something me'oz from much in advance. B'terem tovo yishmaticha. And before it comes about, Hishmaticha, I informed you. Pentomar otzbi osam, lest you say, my deity, my otzbi. Osam did these things. Ufisli v'niski tzivam, and my idols commanded it. Shamata, you have heard. Chaze kula, and you can see everything. Va'atem halosagidu, and you, halosagidu, wouldn't you tell over what's happening? I'm letting you know that you can tell over that this is clearly from Hashem. Hishmaticha chadoshos me'ata, I'm now going to let you hear new things. Chadashot, new events. Unitsuros v'lo yidatom, things that were unitsuros, that were guarded. Secret information, the inside sources, the netsuros v'lo yidatom that you weren't aware of before. There's new, Hashem is going to tell over new things. Ata nivru, now it's being created. Sometimes there's a word asiya, to do something, or yitzira, to fashion something. Beriya means to create it. Like Bereshis Bara Elohim, to create Yesh Me'ayin from nothing. This is like a totally new event. Ata Nivru V'lo Me'yaz, and this was never existed before. V'lifne Yom V'lo Shematom, and a day before it happens, it wasn't heard of. Pentomar Hine Yedatin, lest you should say, Hine, behold Yedatin, I knew it was going to happen. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm telling you this way in advance, and you never would have imagined it would be. And you'll see miraculously it's going to happen. And as we've mentioned before, and we're going to mention it again in this perek, the Malchus Bavel, the Babylonian Empire, controlled the world. The officers of Belshazzar, the king at that time, his officers turned against him and killed him. And at that point, Koresh, the Persian Empire, came and they took over the country. But it was the fact that there was this upheaval, this internal upheaval. And then at the same time, the Persians attacked. It all came about in a miraculous manner. Gamlo Shamata. And indeed, also you haven't heard. Gam lo yadata. And it is things that you didn't know before. The problem is, gam me'oz lo pitcho aznecha. But from then, you don't open your ears. Even if it's a clear miracle, you hadn't heard before, you didn't know before, it's clearly from Hashem. But what happens if the person doesn't open his ears? He's not receptive at all. Ki yodati bogo tivgod. Because Yodati, I've known that Bogod, Tivgod, you would behave treacherously. Begida is when you put your faith in somebody, he tells you he'll do something, and he turns against you. Klal Yisrael said, Nasa v'nishma, we'll keep the Torah. Like we gave our word. True. And then we turned away and we didn't do it. Uposhami beten korolach. And you're called a posheya from the beten, from the womb, when we were created as a nation, from birth. Klal Yisrael was created, and they were poshea, they turned against Hashem, they worshipped idols. It's a very harsh criticism. But on the other hand, you should know, there's a source of comfort there. Rashi brings down from the Targum, Gam lo shamata, you didn't listen to the words of the Nevi'im. Gam lo yodata. And you also didn't know. You didn't accept the teachings of the Torah. You didn't know the Torah. Gam me'oz lo pitcho aznecha. And even to the words of the Torah that were given at Har Sinai, the blessings and the curses, lo pitcho aznecha, like you didn't tilt your ear, you didn't open your ear to hear. Ki yodati bogod tivgod. Because I know, bogod tivgod, that you will act in a treacherous manner. And Rashi says, kishe yoradati, I'm quoting Rashi, in the second Rashi, When I went down to save you from Mitzrayim, right. I knew that you were going to be bogeyed. I knew when I took you out of Mitzrayim, you were not going to be faithful to me the whole time. But you know what? Even so, I guarded the Shavua, the oath that I made to the Shavua, to the Avos. As the Pasuk says, Ro'o Ro'isi, I have surely seen Es Ani Ami, the suffering of my people. That double expression, Ro'o Ro'isi, means I've seen what's going to be. I know Klal Yisrael is going to do Averos. But Ro'isi, right now I see their suffering. So good, I know what will be in the future, but I still took them out of Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with all of our faults, Hashem knows what we're going to do. He knows what the future will bring. Ki yodati bogod tivgod, I knew that you would be bogeyed, but and you'll be a posheya from the beginning, but Lamaisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still chose us. In the words of this scathing criticism, you see the words of comfort that Hashem knew we'd be this way. Well, we're the best there is, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we had avos that were tremendous beyond our comprehension, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us for His people. Laman Shmi Arich Api. For my namesake, Arich Api, I will restrain my wrath. I'll be Erech HaPayim. Instead of being angry, I'll restrain it.
Right.
There won't be any punishment yet.
Right.
Usihi Lossi. And for my praise, that people should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Echtom Loch. I will like block the nostril. Chotem is nostril, like like Api. Af and Chotem is are synonyms. Usihi Lossi, for my praise, Echtom Loch, I'll like block the nose, that even if some of my anger escapes, Kavi Yochel, and I mean, obviously, even when Hashem does decide to allow punishment, but a lot of it is blocked up. Usihi Lossi, Echtom Loch, Levilti Hachri Secha, that Klal Yisrael will not be cut down, even if we have whatever faults, and we're not living as we should, but Klal Yisrael will remain. Levilti hachri secha, that they will not be cut down. Hinei tzrafticha. You know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is purifying Klal Yisrael. I've purified you velo bekosef, but not like you refined silver. To refine silver, you throw it into a burning fire, a furnace, and it burns away all of the impurities. That fire represents Gehenna. The fires of Gehenna. Hashem says, Klal Yisrael has a better route than that. We're not headed for Gehenna, chas v'shalom. Hinei tzrafticha, I purified you, v'lo b'kosef, but not like you purify silver. Not through the fires of Gehenna, the way you'd purify silver through the fire. How am I going to choose you? How am I going to make you perfect? That you'll be desirable. Bicharticha, I've chosen you. Bikur Oni. Through the kur, the crucible, the furnace of Oni, of suffering, of hardship, of poverty. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu will purify Klal Yisrael. There's a Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara is on Tesamid Beis. The Gemara says as follows. Amr Leila Rabbalazar, my dichsiv, what's the pshat in the pasuk? Hinei tzrafticha v'lo b'kosef. Our pasuk. I've purified you, but not like you do with silver. Bechartticha b'kur oni. I've chosen you from that kur, the furnace of hardship. Malamit shechazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kol midos tovos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, as if we could understand what that means. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around looking for all types of midos tovos, what kind of a good portion, could he give us? Litein li Yisrael. What could I give Klal Yisrael to make them the best they could ever be? V'lo motza ela nius. And the only thing he could find was poverty. The best thing for the Jewish nation is poverty. That's a kind of a, I don't know, a sad Gemara, but to think the best thing he could come up with was poverty. Amr Shmuel v'temer of Yosef. Hainu d'amr yinshi. That's what people say. Yoa an yusali hudoi. Poverty is good for the Jews. Ki barza sumka, like a red strap. You have a leather strap of red. Lesus yochivara, on a white horse. If you have a beautiful white horse, and it's got a red strap to it, so it looks beautiful. The white horse with a red strap. That's the way Klal Yisrael with the poverty.
True.
What's the comparison? Klal Yisrael is like the white horse. That's beautiful. A white horse. Beautiful, shining white horse. That's Klal Yisrael. The red strap, a white horse, the Marshal says, it doesn't need, you don't have to put on it silver or gold or anything like anything. It's beautiful the way it is. Even you put down just a red strap, which is leather, cheap leather. You put a leather strap, it looks nice. On a brown horse, a leather strap wouldn't look special. But on a white horse, a red strap looks very nice. On Klal Yisrael, anything looks good. You can take poverty. Not silver, not gold. Take poverty. It's like a piece of cheap leather. But on a white horse, the poverty looks good. Klal Yisrael doesn't need anything else to look good. The best thing you can give to Klal Yisrael that should stand out is poverty. Because if you give them wealth, people think, oh, the Jews are special, they have money. The Jews are special, they have power. The Jews are special, they have influence. You know what? Take all that away. Make them poor. If they're poor, why are the Jews special? Because they're special. The white horse. He's not, you look at that red strap and you notice, hey, there's only a piece of leather, no silver, no gold, but it's white. It's a beautiful white horse. The other explanation that... Okay, so that's one explanation of the Marsha. The other is a red is a sign of punishment or of sin, of guilt, is the red, a scarlet color. The red strap is like the poverty. There's some type of fault, something lacking. But when you got the red strap, the beautiful white horse shines forth. Klal Yisrael reaches its perfection when it doesn't get distracted by anything else. The one fault, what it's lacking is, the red strap is poverty. If they have poverty, nothing else is lacking and they remain the white horse. But I've bechartichu b'kur oni, I've chosen you through the kiln, through the crucible of hardship of poverty. Lemani, lemani, for my sake, Esa, Hashem says, I will do. I'm going to bring about the geula, the redemption, just for me. Sometimes, you'll choose a person because he's special. The Pasuk says no. The real reason I'm choosing Klal Yisrael is lemani. The ones who I feel can bring out kavod shamayim, the honor of shamayim. Klal Yisrael, I'm choosing Klal Yisrael for me. Sometimes you choose a person who is indeed not an honorable person, but he can be a benefit to you. Here Hashem says no. Again, lemani. I'm not doing it because I have a need that you can fulfill. Lemani, not because you're chashiv. Lemani, not because I have necessarily a benefit from you. But the reason why I'm choosing is, it's like you care for somebody, not because he's important, not because he benefits you, but if he's your relative. So you feel a closeness to him, that how can you let him remain an object of scorn? Lemani, lemani, yes, I'm doing it for me, I'm doing it for me. Ki eich yechol. How can it be desecrated and profaned? Uchvodi la'acher lo etein. And my honor shouldn't be given to anyone else. Since you are my people, I don't want the idols and the Avodah Zarahs to feel that they have some power. We have this special relationship. Shema Eli Yaakov. And after those very harsh words, now the Navi speaks in a more uplifting, upbeat manner. Shema Eli Yaakov. Listen to me, Yaakov. The Yisrael Mekoroi in Yisrael. Mekoroi, who I myself named. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov, your name will be Yisrael. And so too, he's called us as his people. We're Yisrael.
Right.
The Targum says, V'Yisrael Mizamna, the one that I've prepared. Eila Kruei Ha'eda, those that are summoned, those that are prepared. The Yisrael Mekoroi. Anihu, I am the one, I am he. Ani Rishon, Afani Achron, I'm first and I'm last. Hashem precedes the world and will be after the world is no longer exists. Af Yodi Yost Eretz, my hand has laid the foundation of the earth. Vimini Tipcha Shamoyim, and at the same time my right hand, Tipcha Shamoyim, has measured out the Shamayim. The Gemara has a discussion, what came first, the Gemara and Chagiga, the heavens or the earth? But Kore Ani Aleihem, I call to the Shemaim and I call to the Eretz, Yamdu Yachtov. This Pasuk tells you they both came together. At the same time, Kava Yochel, it's expressed in some type of form that we could understand. Imagine with your left hand you're doing one thing and with your right hand you're doing another thing. My hand was Yosta Eretz. My Yemin, my right, made the heavens. And together they arise. Hikovtsu kulchem ushmo. And now, hikovtsu kulchem, all of you gather. Ushmo and listen. Mi bohem higid esele. Who amongst any of them could say over the following? Hashem ahevo. Hashem loves him. The question is what? Some learn it means Hashem loves Klal Yisrael. Hashem Ahevo, Hashem loves Klal Yisrael, and therefore, Yaseh Heftzo Bevovel, Hashem will do what He wants to do to Bovel, Uzroo Kastin, and the strength of His hand, Kaviyachol, will be directed against the Chaldeans, the Kastin, those are the people of Bovel, because Hashem loves Klal Yisrael. And others learn Hashem Ahevo, Hashem loves the one who is going to bring vengeance to Bavel. Hashem loves the one who's Yaseh Heftzo Bavel, who will do what he wants to Bavel, who's going to be Cyrus, Koresh. Hashem loves Koresh because he's going to do what needs to be done. He's going to destroy Bavel, Uzroo Kastin. And again, Uzroo Kastim could mean Koresh's force, his arm, his strength will be the Kastim themselves. Because while he attacks as an outsider, the Kastim themselves are going to kill their ruler Belshazzar, and they themselves internally are going to be the power to destroy Bavel. Ani ani dibarti, I have spoken, Afkrosiv. And I've called Koresh, I've called him, I've summoned him to go to war.
Right.
Havi Osiv, and then I brought him. He traveled from his country all the way to Bavel, the Tzliach Darko, and I saw to it that he would be successful. Kirvu Eli, come close to me. Shimuzos, and hear this. Lo me rosh baseser dibarti. Now, this pasuk, there's a long Rashi, there are different ways of understanding it. Who's doing the talking in this pasuk? The way Rashi explains it, this is all Yeshaya talking. Come close to me, Shimuzos, and hear this. Yeshaya is talking. Lo me rosh baseser dibarti. When I told over the nevuas earlier, I didn't say it over as a secret. I proclaimed it out loud. Meyes hayosa shamoni. And from the time the Gezerah came out, shamoni, I was there. The Nevi'im heard, their neshamas, like we were all at Har Sinai, all of the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, we were all there. The Nevi'im were also there. And at that point, they were told the Nevuah. You know, you'll be born in 2,000 years from now, and you're going to say a certain Nevuah. But they were told it at that time. Meyosa. From the time that the decree existed, Shomani, I was there. But Yeshaya says, now the moment in history has arrived. Va'ata, now, Hashem Elokim Shlochani, Hashem has sent me, Verucha, with His Malach. Either He sent the Malach alone, the Malach of Paras, the guardian angel of the Persian Empire, to help destroy Bavel, or the Nevuah, the prophecy came to Yeshaya through a Malach. But now Yeshaya is saying it's happening. The Geula is going to, the destruction of Bavel is going to happen. Ko Amar Hashem. Again, it's happening later in history, but he's saying it now. Ko Amar Hashem Go'alcha. So says Hashem Go'alcha, the one who redeems you. Kedosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Klal Yisrael. He redeems you because we're His people. Kedosh Yisrael, the Holy of Klal Yisrael. We live in a manner that we're deserving of that title of holiness. And so says Hashem, Go'alcha, who redeems you. Kedosh Yisrael, because of your actions. Ani Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem, your Elohim, your God, Melamedcha Lahoil, and I'm teaching you Lahoil for your benefit. The Torah is given for our benefit. Madrichacha, and I'm guiding you, Bederech Telech, on the path you should go. Muik Shavtel Mitzvosoi, if you would only listen to my mitzvos, Vayicha Nor Shlomecha, your reward would be tremendous. Your peace would flow like a river. V'tzidkoscha kegalei hayom, and your righteousness would be evident like the waves of the sea that rise up. And then they smash onto the shore and try to reach as far as they can up the beaches. So too, if you listen to the mitzvos, you would feel that inspiration. Your tzidkis would be like the waves of the sea that rise high and flow inland. If you'd only listen. Vayicha chol zarecha, your children would be like the sand. V'tzatzoy meyecha, and those that come from your womb, kima osav, like those that come from the womb of the ocean, from the innards of the ocean, where of course you can have millions and millions of, a fish can have millions of offspring. It would be like the, propagate like, what grows in the ocean, lo yikores lo yishomet shmo milfonoi. It won't be cut off, or it won't be destroyed, shmo, his name milfonoi, from before me, and it would remain forever. The Gemara in Brachos learns out, hikshavta, can mean to wait. If you only waited, the Gemara learns out, if somebody's davening shmo nesrei, and there's only two of you, it's you and him, you shouldn't leave him alone. Certainly if it's in, the Gemara learns out, if it's they used to have a shul out in the field, or if it's at night. But if you leave somebody, you can't wait for the mitzvah. Guy's davening, he has his audience with the Melech Malchei Amlochim, the King of Kings, and you can't wait for the mitzvah. You leave them all alone. It's a big Indian to wait. But Luhi Kshavta, the simple meaning is to listen. If you'd only hearken, or there's... if you'd wait for the mitzvos, you would have tremendous brachos. Pasuk Chof, Tzumi Bavel. If you kept the mitzvos like we're saying, Tzumi Bavel. Go out from Bavel. Birchu Mikastim. And after you get out of the city, the capital city of Bavel, you go fleeing from Kastim, leaving the country, the people of Kastim. Bekol Rina. And when you'd be leaving with a voice of song. You'd be singing. And not just inside, quietly humming the tune, but Hagidu, you'd feel confident enough that you can tell others. And Hashmiuzos, and you'd see to it that everyone would hear it. Hotziyuad Kitsei Aretz, you would let out this news to the ends of the earth. And what would you be saying when you left Bavel, when you're singing? You'd say, Imru say, Goal Hashem Avdo Yaakov. Hashem has redeemed his servant Yaakov. And the Geula then from Bavel could have been the final Geula. And the Beis HaMikdash they built could have been the final Beis HaMikdash. It could have been a situation of Lot Samu. they wouldn't be thirsty. B'charavos halichem, that even though Hashem would take them and the dry lands, the parched deserts, but mayim mitzuri zolomo, Hashem made water flow from them from a rock. That could have happened when they left Bavel also, just like when they left Mitzrayim. Vayiv katsuri split a rock, vayazuvu mayim, and the water gushed forth. It could have been that way from Bavel. Of course, we didn't live that way. We didn't keep the mitzvahs like that. And we left Bavel.
True.
And we had another Beis HaMikdash. Mm. But again, there was a galus. The final gula didn't happen. But Luik Shaft, if we only would have listened, we would have had this final gula at that time.
That's true.
But together with the comforting that there will be a gula, and there could have been, and Hashem is prepared to bring this all about, it will be good for the tzaddikim.
True.
Ein shalom amar Hashem l'arashayim. But when the reward comes for the tzaddikim, the same way there's a reward for the tzaddikim, likewise, ein shalom amar Hashem l'arashayim. Hashem says there'll be no peace for the wicked. Nebuchadnezzar will be destroyed. And likewise, all the Rishayim will receive their punishment and their destruction. And we should be zeicher to have the gula shleim of him here of Yameinu. Amen.